Radio 59, Albany, New York. WROW, the Tri-Cities number one station for news.
And now, another tale well calculated to keep you in suspense. Now, the story of a prize fighter who turned into an opera singer. Talk About Caruso by Milton Geiger.
Rigo, I've seen enough.
There are two more bouts.
I want to talk to Joe Trenton.
Francesca, I can't allow you to become infatuated with this third-rate prize fighter. Remember who you are.
I tell you, he has talent. The man has a voice.
A glass jaw does not necessarily imply a crystal voice.
Well, I must talk to him now, in his dressing room.
Time and bet on a palooka who goes into the ring hollering some lousy garlic music.
Shut up, you lousy music! I'm talking to you! Me, Harry Gault!
I sing because I like to sing and because it's good box office. You notice the women at the ringside? Classy babes, and they're there to see me, Joe Trenton, the singing slugger. And my looks don't hurt either.
Maybe that's why you dive so early, to save your looks. All right, Caruso, you're finished with me.
That's okay with me, Galt. I'll get me another manager.
I got a contract with you, says I own 50% of you. And you don't fight for me, but you don't fight for anybody else, see?
Now, wait a minute, Galt.
Sing that one to the ringside.
Galt, I gotta live.
The last thing in the world I'm interested in, Joe. So look out. So long, Caruso.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's all yours, lady.
May I come in, Mr. Trenton?
Sure, come in. Close the door. It's a draft in the dressing room.
I'm Francesca Lombard. I'm a singer.
Francesca Lombard, the city opera. Sure, sure.
I saw the fight, Mr. Trenton.
You saw me on my worst night.
I've seen you on other nights.
Oh?
Have you ever considered singing as a career?
Well, not seriously.
No, you have a pleasant voice. It's untrained, and I don't think it'll ever be really good.
Gee, everybody's so nice to me tonight.
Oh, you've had some interesting publicity already. I think that with more publicity on a different level, your looks, my influence and connections, I think something interesting could be done.
You're kidding.
Are you interested?
Am I interested?
Then I want you to meet Arrigo Carrera, general manager of the opera, and my dear friend, Joe.
In just a moment, we will return for the second act of Suspense.
Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos. Corn chips, it's not polite to smack your lips, but you can't help it with Fritos. Corn chips, munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos. Corn chips.
Fritos are the perfect after-school or between-meal snack. Golden chips of corn just made to munch. A nutritious treat for children and grown-ups alike. Fritos corn chips are full of such good, crisp flavor, such good-for-you nourishment, there's contentment in every munch.
Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos corn chips.
Whenever you want good munching, get Fritos corn chips. Whenever you want to add zip to a lunchbox, to salads, soup, or sandwiches, serve Fritos corn chips. They're America's favorite. Fritos corn chips.
Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos corn chips.
Listen to this one in Variety, Fran. Joe Trenton, set to be getting $20,000 for 3 weeks' toil at Las Vegas, sings in boxes for his supper. True, he sings like a fighter and fights like a singer, but 20 grand for 3 weeks of light calisthenics is not trivial. This is more hay than Joe ever made as a haymaker, by far. Cute, huh?
Very cute.
I like it. Know what I mean?
Look, here's one. Joe Trenton, billed as the singing slugger, sings as he once slugged, passably, but there is a talent there. He does have charm and a nifty physique, and if he sings opera under forced draft, at least it's a dreamboat under forced draft. Ask any of the Mink and Ermine at the ringside tables.
Great.
I think I'm jealous.
They still don't get it out of their heads that I used to be a fighter.
Well, you still have a way of slipping off a quarter of a note.
So a little rosin will fix that.
And a lot of practice, Joe.
Gonna get me that Ed Sullivan shot?
You're on 3 weeks from this Sunday.
I like you.
Thank Arrigo. He arranged it.
Thanks, baby, for arranging with Arrigo to arrange it with Sullivan.
Oh, you're so welcome, Joe. Joe. The phone.
Let it ring. Look, Arrigo, I'm big box office every place else. It's time I was box office at the opera.
You are insane.
Oh, stop, both of you.
Look, I can act good enough. I can sing.
Just barely.
So I'll barely sing. I'll sing Radames and Aida stripped to the waist. That'll give the folks a treat. You know, I'm not one of these blubbery tenors. You know what I mean.
Francesca, what do you want me to do?
Oh, please, Arrigo.
I'll see what can be done. We'll answer the door for you, Joe. Come, Francesca.
Here, the big Arrigo, the likable image of a young singer of humble beginnings and all.
I'm looking for Joe Trenton.
He's here.
Who is it?
A baritone. Good day, sir.
Who?
Me, Joe. Harry Gault, remember?
Harry Gault? How are you? How are Eddie and Larry? How's Mart?
Eddie and Larry are fine. Marty's not so good. He's dead. But you're doing fine, Joe. TV, Vegas, records, huh?
I recommend every palooka should study music.
Well, I don't want to keep you from your practice and so forth, so we'll just sit down and settle up our accounts, eh, Joe?
Accounts?
50% of Joe Trenton. That's what the contract says. Remember?
Wait a minute, Galt. I'm not a fighter now. I'm a singer.
Oh, yeah. Look at your contract, singer. It says the syndicate, meaning me, Harry Galt, owns 50% of every buck you earn, no matter how. You fight, or peddle shoelaces, or sing loud Italian songs, it's all the same. I get my 50% ironclad.
You're a liar.
Read the contract, bum.
Don't call me a bum.
$100,000, Joe. I figure that ought to about cover what you owe me for the first year, give or take a buck.
Get out of here.
You're talking to Harry Galt, bum.
Don't call me that.
Bum.
I warned you. I warned you, Galt. Get up.
Sure. Sure. And now I'll tell you, Joe. You made a big mistake belting Harry Galt. You couldn't buy back that belt you gave me for no amount of money now.
Out!
So long, singer.
In a moment, we will return for the third act of Suspense. Welcome, recording star Mel Torme.
It's terrible trying to sing with a bad cold, so I always take four-way cold tablets to relieve cold miseries fast.
Good idea. Tests of all the leading cold tablets proved four-way fastest acting. Four-way starts in minutes to relieve muscular pains, headache, reduce fever, calm upset stomach, also overcomes irregularity.
When you catch cold, try my way. Take four-way cold tablets, the fast way to relieve cold distress and feel better quickly.
Four-way, only 29 cents. Our program will continue in a moment after a word about another fine product of Grove Laboratories. To get rid of embarrassing dandruff in 3 minutes, change to Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo. 3 minutes with Fitch regularly is guaranteed to keep unsightly dandruff away forever. Apply Fitch before wetting hair, rub in 1 minute. Add water, lather 1 minute, then rinse 1 minute. Every trace of dandruff goes down the drain. 3 minutes with Fitch and embarrassing dandruff's gone. At the same time, Fitch can brighten hair up to 35%. Get Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo today.
Attention! Listen to me, everybody! Announcement! Joe. Rico, where's Joe?
Right behind you.
You've been drinking too much, Fran.
This is an occasion. Everybody, listen. With the permission of Maestro Arriga Carrera, whom we all love, it's my great joy to tell you... that Joe will make his operatic debut 1 month from tomorrow, singing Radames in Aida. Joe isn't a preliminary boy anymore. He's made the main bout. Give him a hand.
Did she have to get it in that I was a prelim bum once?
Shut up and drink to yourself.
She's drunk.
Whose fault is that?
Joe, aren't you going to sing something?
I get paid for singing.
Well, it's customary after such announcements.
Now, with me it isn't.
Joe, instead, is going to match that other great tenor, Enrico Caruso, and shatter a wine glass with one mighty note. Aren't you, Joe?
What?
Oh, no, Arrigo.
Why not, darling? Anything that Caruso did, Joe can do better.
Maybe I can.
Oh, it's just a legend, Joe. Nobody's proved it.
On the other hand, they do say that Yasha Heifetz could shake down the Empire State Building by playing just the right note on his violin.
Only Heifetz would prefer to shake down the Chrysler Building. Know what I mean, huh? Fritz, Chrysler, his rival fiddler, huh?
We get it, Joe.
You do? Well, get this. If anybody else did, I can do it, yeah.
Bravo.
Give me your glass, wise
guy. Oh, Joe, don't.
Shut up.
First, you get the tone of the empty glass by flicking it with your fingernail.
Okay.
Impossible.
Here goes.
If at first you don't succeed...
Oh, it's impossible.
Again, Joe?
Until it breaks.
Or a blood vessel does. Oh, well.
All right, let me catch my breath, that's all.
Rigo, why did you?
He might learn the lesson of humility from it.
Here's my champagne glass. Scratch it with your diamond ring.
Scratch the glass and spoil the lesson.
Do as I tell you if you love me.
Very well. But I wish I had begun my career as a third-rate prize fighter.
Yo, you'll ruin your voice. Now I want you to stop. Give me the glass.
When I've broken it. Look out!
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, plenty of glasses. Glass
now, look,
here.
Look, take mine since you insist. For luck.
All right, luck. Here goes. Yeah?
Joe, I'm waiting for you.
Waiting where? What for?
Well, at the Opera House. We were going to run through some of your music, just the two of us and an accompanist.
Oh, that's right. I'll be down in a half an hour. Look, all right, I told you. I'll be down at your crummy Opera House in a half an hour.
You didn't tell me, bum.
Galt?
The bill collector, Joe.
I already told you, Galt. I made some money, yeah, but Uncle Sam... Hello, Galt! Hello! Dumb. He's dumb.
Driver, get with it. That taxi that's been following us. Lose it. The Opera House, quick.
Mm-hmm. just a moment, we will return for the concluding act of Suspense. Pepsi-Cola refreshes without filling. Why? Because it's truly light.
Charlie, you're forgetting something.
Wait, Kay, there's more. Yes, ice-cold Pepsi is the delicious refreshment that goes great at a picnic or a party.
But, Charlie...
And Pepsi goes fast. People like it, so keep plenty handy. There.
Oh, you did fine, except for one thing.
Well, I mentioned lightness and how Pepsi refreshes and how fast it goes.
You left out Pepsi sociability. You know the Be Sociable song.
But, Kay, I can't sing.
I can. Listen.
Be sociable, look smart, keep up to date with Pepsi, drink light, refreshing Pepsi, stay young and fair and debonair, be sociable, have a Pepsi.
Well, at least I can say this. Pick up an extra carton of Pepsi today.
Please do.
Joe, what kept you so long?
I got held up in traffic.
You're out of breath. Is anything the matter?
I had to get out and walk. This cross-town traffic is hopeless.
Well, I thought we might run through some of our numbers.
Who's that? Who's that out in the audience?
They said they were friends of yours.
Friends? You out there. That you, Galt?
Present. Bum.
How'd you get in here, you and all your pals? How'd you get past the doorman?
Persuasion, Joe. We persuaded him.
Fran, get to a phone. Call the police.
Why? I don't understand.
He's been following me. They're gonna kill me.
Joe.
Hurry.
You going someplace, singing lady?
I thought you were smart, Galt. This time next week, I'll be in big money, but big. I'm just about out of hock with Uncle Sam now. There'll be plenty of loot now for both of us, Galt.
Sure. Only you belting me one in your hotel room. You can't buy back that right cross. It hurts. Make it go away, Joey. You hear me, Joe? Sing.
Look, Harry.
Joe. The backstage phone is dead.
Then go to the box office. Go outside. He's going to get me, I tell you.
All the passages are guarded. I can't move, Joe.
So what's a good word, Joe?
Galt, listen. So I made a mistake.
Sing, Joe.
I'm sorry I hit you, Harry.
Sing, Joe. Let's see you hit something with your voice. Let's hear a good high one.
Sure. I'd be proud to, Harry.
I'd be proud to, Harry.
Here!
Fran, the chandelier. Like the wine glass. And don't look, Galt is sitting under the chandelier.
Who are you mumbling at, Joe? Let me in on it. Who are you mumbling at? Your girl walked out on you during the act.
Fran, where are you?
Too bad. I was hoping you'd give us a nice duet. Let's hear your solo, Joe. Sing.
Sure, Harry. Let me limber up the old vocal cords, huh?
Why, sure, Joe. Limber up in good health. Why, you got it.
The chandelier.
Here! Oh, Joe!
Again.
Here!
Hey. It's swinging.
Here!
It's going.
Here!
It's going! Here! I did it! I did it! It worked! I did it! I sang down the chandelier. Fran, where are you? I did it! Talk about Caruso. Did you see those bums clear out of here? Fran, where the
Joe.
Devil...
Oh, Joe.
Where were you? You went and missed it all. Galt's gone. He's dead. He's a goner. Fran, it worked.
I killed...
You're supposed to be my girl. Where were you? The biggest moment of my life. And they'll be talking about this when I'm dead and gone. Talk about Caruso. I... What do you mean? You killed him.
I was in the loft.
Loft?
The attic, I guess you'll call it. Working the winch.
Winch? Winch?
That raises and lowers the chandelier for cleaning. I thought, if I worked the winch back and forth, if I got the chandelier to swing it, it might break its cable and...
You're a liar.
I killed him. I had to, Joe. For you.
You're a liar. Liar, 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 liar!
You're insane.
I did it, me, Joe Trenton. I stood right here and belted it out. I sang it out. I sang down that chandelier. Listen to this.
You're mad.
Fran, I can't raise my voice. Fran, what's the matter with me? I can't speak. I can't sing.
No, Joe. But then you never could. Well, somebody ought to notify the authorities.
Fran.
Yes?
Fran. I broke that wine glass with my voice. Didn't I?
Yes, Joe. I can't ever take that away from you.
Talk about Caruso.
Suspense. You've been listening to Talk About Caruso, written for Suspense by Milton Geiger. In a moment, the names of our players and a word about next week's story of Suspense.
Are you out of tune due to irregularity? Then help yourself get back in tune with Kellogg's All Brand. Pleasant, isn't it? The feeling of well-being you get when constipation from lack of bulk is no longer a worry, when harsh, irritating drug laxatives can be thrown away, because Kellogg's All Bran is the normal, natural way to regularity. Its whole bran content gentles away constipation, supplies your system with the bulk-forming food you need for youthful regularity. And it tastes good, too. Fact is, Kellogg's All Bran is the one and only whole bran cereal that combines proved effectiveness with appetizing taste and crispness. So if you're out of tune, help yourself get back in tune as millions do with Kellogg's All Bran. A-double-L-hyphen-B-R-A-N. Kellogg's All Bran.
Heard in tonight's story were Stuart Foster as Joe Trenton, Arlene Walker as Francesca, Robert Dryden as Arrigo, and Mason Adams as Galt. Listen again next week when we return with A Coffin for Mr. Cash by Robert Arthur, another tale well calculated to keep you in... Suspense.